Getting the point across. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's going to be a little bit of a messy conclusion, but we need to go ahead and deal with it. So, because we need the workers.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be strong for us acting on immigration, hopefully before the end of the year, or if not, at the beginning of next year.
Senator Lamar Alexander speaking last week from his Washington office as he met with Farm Bureau leaders from Tennessee who were making visits to all of the state's congressional delegation. And immigration was one of the top issues that the farmers were discussing, along with many others that affect their way of life. Representative John Tanner says these types of meetings do make a difference.
I think it's a testament to how seriously they consider these issues, go the time, trouble, and expense to come up here, first of all. And secondly, it's good to be able to sit down and talk with a group of people here in Washington when you don't really have that much time at home.
Representative Zach Guomp represents many folks in urban Chattanooga, but he works hard to make sure the rural interests are accounted for as well.
These members right here, they're the people on the ground, real-life problems, and I ask them for their input. You know, come back and tell me how this works, you know. And I learned things today about fertilizer and natural gas. We need to hear that right here while we're considering the next generation energy bill. So it's important that they come. It's important that we have this line of communication because we're all in this together, especially in Tennessee.
And another urban representative is Harold Ford Jr., who is running for the open U.S. Senate seat against Bob Corker in November, and he says it's vital for farmers to share their concerns with Congress.
I take it very seriously when anyone from Tennessee comes up to talk about things that are important, but certainly take it seriously when farmers take time out of their busy day and their busy weeks to come up and press a point and to make a point with us.
Tennessee farmers getting their voices heard in Washington. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.